bitches, just want y'all to know this episode is sponsored by the podcast Stranger. Each week, Jason Horton, he revisits a different year, maybe 83, 84, 97, who knows, along the strange history and culture happening during that year. Get your weekly weird history fix with Stranger. You can find Stranger on all major podcast platforms.
Listen up, fucks. This episode is also brought to you by Ghost Town. Jason Horton and Rebecca Lieb discuss and explore some of the most mysterious and interesting places on Earth. Take a trip to haunted houses, abandoned malls, deserted amusement parks, locations of infamous true crimes, and more. This is Ghost Town. Ghost Town is frequently in the top 200 of Apple's true crime category. You can find Ghost Town on all major platforms.
This episode is also sponsored by the podcast Dating Confessions with Alicia and Jack. It is intended for immature listeners over the age of 18. Does hearing about crazy shit that happens in other people's lives make you feel better about your own? Each week, Alicia and Jack share scandalous, raunchy, and straight-up crazy dating and relationship stories submitted by crazy fucks like you. You can find Dating Confessions with Alicia and Jack on your favorite podcasting app and on their website at www.confessionspod.com.
Coming in hot.
Starts now, bitches.
Like your mama's chest, your ears are now coming in hot with your host, Brett Lesson Kool-Aid.
Bitches.
Woke up this morning with the sunshine in my eyes.
Welcome to episode 10, bitches.
Oh, probably the best episode ever. God, if you don't know who that is, you need to go find out like right now who that is.
That's that hitter.
Oh my God, that's the best shit out there.
That's that motherfucking Panther Exotic, baby. you notice in that video, dude, he's fucking like rubbing everybody's lower back, dude, like he's creepy and shit.
I don't know, like he's like your uncle at a fucking party.
Yeah, yeah. Any of them. Welcome to the show, fucks.
Once again, we're shirtless and we're lessless. So,
yeah. That's no surprise.
But I can't blame him. He is in the studio making his country album. Onions ain't for everybody. It's
gonna be huge. One more time. What was it?
Onions ain't for everybody.
Onions ain't for everybody. Man, he's going to make it so big down there in fucking...
Chattanooga?
I was going to say, where's a guy like Less Exotic go?
Otis, Indiana.
Waterford. Dude, I bet he plays for like Peanuts and Penis.
It's like a game of Scrabble. He just flops his dick down and throws some peanuts on the table. He's like, what are we playing, boys?
You got to know when to hold them. Like, Les,
when to hold them.
Les, put your goddamn balls away.
Goddamn, we're playing tic-tac-toe, bitch. It's hangman.
I'm playing tic-tac-toe with my grandma. Damn. Coming in here, flopping your damn dick around.
God, motherfucker, always late. Always fucking late.
Always fucking late, dude.
All right, what's chopping onions in my hand?
Sorry. How about let's talk about Joe Exotic himself. How the fuck did that guy go down there to pet a fucking tiger that was like 6'6"? Right. And Joe was like, hey, I want you to stay here. Do you want some weed and meth? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, do you want to?
All I gotta do is suck a penis.
Dude, he's like,
it's the $50,000 question.
You want to pet my tiger? Hell yeah!
Hell yeah.
You're going to suck my dick, boy.
What?
All right, I guess.
I've got two tigers, though.
Dude, he had two husbands, and both of them weren't gay, I don't think.
Right. Les can't even get one husband.
Mm-mm. Well,
and he is gay.
He is gay. I don't know. Joe Exotic isn't like Merrick gay.
No, he's more like Brokeback Mountain gay.
Yeah, that's a good whatever.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'd go camping with creepy uncle fucking Joe Exotic.
Oh, dude, I bet that'd be a blast.
Damn.
Dude, just don't sleep in the same sleeping bag with him. That's all you got.
You know I'm gonna. You know I'm gonna. I know you're gonna. Forget mine. I'm forgetful.
Yeah, forget.
Forget.
You looked
Uncle Joe, I forgot my sleeping bag.
Motherfucker, you walked out like Cosby walked out of the Cosby Show that last episode when he shut the door looking at your backpack like, or your sleeping bag like, oh, well. I'm gonna forget you.
I got some pudding. Who wants a roofie?
Dude, that motherfucker was crazy, though. I couldn't believe that Carol fucking Baskins.
That fucking bitch.
Killed her husband, bro. Fucking fed it to lions and tigers and shit.
She reminds me of John fucking Stamos. It's just what he's like.
Oh, that fucking cocksucker. He'd do the same thing, man. Wouldn't he? He'd do the same
thing. Would. He would.
Mm.
Knife fights and shit.
Dude, I'll be honest, though. When that bitch lost her arm and he came into that fucking office, dude, and he's like, I am never going to recover from this. And it's like, what?
He never did.
You know what, though?
It was her fault.
It was her fault because he said like $10,000 to $40,000 at the mall every time he went to a mall. And she fucking put a stop to it.
For and what? Called
because she didn't want him taking the tigers around.
He only took the baby ones and like maybe one big one. That's all he ever had here.
Dude, did you see when he inspected her place, dude? It was a fucking shithole.
Yeah, it was like fucking little tiny cages. It was like being at Les's house on the 4th of July.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. They give you one fucking like firecracker off that 50 strand. Like they just
you gotta bring your own
that,
beer.
Dude. Yeah, you're in a cage.
How are you going to have a party and I got to bring food and beer?
That's not a party, bro. That's a
who
fucking
the fuck
like
does that?
Motherfucker, that's like a social. Like somebody was like, hey, you want to come hang out? And you're like, yeah. And then you get there and they're like, oh, you didn't bring food and beer? And you're like, what? Right. I'm at your house, bro. Don't you have a fridge and a cabinet, motherfucker?
Oh, dude. We just dug a hole with tiger meat in it. Like, fuck. Let's come on. Think a little.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Fuck.
But it just shows you in America, if Joe Exotic can make it, this show's going to be fucking huge.
I say hashtag free Joe Exotic.
Hashtag free Joe Exotic.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to pink him.
Dude, I'm going to pink him too. You know what? Yeah. You know who belongs in there? That motherfucking hitman that took $3,000 and then was like, nah, fuck it. I ain't going to Florida. Like, you got paid. You were going to kill somebody.
Right.
Or Carol
Baskin.
Nothing
happened to him.
Yeah, nothing happened to him. Carol Baskin go kill her husband and feed it to the lion and tigers and bears.
No care.
Coyote. She fed his ears to the fucking chickens.
I'm not going to lie, though. At the time, like back when they show her back in the day, she was some hot-ass MILF action, though. I'm not
gonna lie. Yeah. Yeah. No, if you go
I mean, I'd fuck her for money.
If you go back
for money.
If you go back 20 years, yeah, I'm going to give you that all day.
Yeah.
You know what I've been thinking about doing lately?
Joe Exotic?
Nope. I've been thinking about getting in on that business, and I was wondering if you wanted to go in with me.
Tigers?
Uh-uh.
Onions.
This isn't our zoo. This is not our zoo dream. Mm-mm. What do you think?
Movie.
I don't have a name for it yet, but what do you think about getting into like where you sell your underwear to people after you wear them? You know what I mean?
Like the Japanese girls.
Dude, they got those vending machines over there. They got fucking just draws and panties. You just like nice. we buy Kit Kats, they buy draws.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
You want the left one, you want the right one. Which one you want?
You want a little pee? You want a little stain?
All right.
What do you want?
Some stank from all day from work with some raw onions and
what you want?
Ketchup on it? What do you want? What I you got
want?
It.
You want a banker?
You want me squirting a little bit? Right.
Did my kid spill some Kool-Aid and you want me to wipe them up? The Kool-Aid with
Ooh, the Kool-Aid stain draws. Damn.
See how that happened?
That's at least $25 right there.
Oh, dude, you're talking, if you send a picture, $40, $50.
That's, yeah, the pictures are where it's at. That's the moneymaker.
Dude, you could do a package of a picture, Kool-Aid draws, and like a Kool-Aid draw.
Nice. Of me wearing the draws.
Of you wearing the draws. $99.99. Right. All day. $100.
Damn.
All day, bro. Woo.
They get fucking hot in here, or is it just my draws?
Damn. I mean, I don't know. How many you got to sell tomorrow?
Fuck, where are you folks at with it? Who wants to sell some draws?
Yeah, who's on board for selling some draws here? I say we all get together. Maybe we start a draw community.
We could. Drink and draw for your draw. Drink and draws.
We should give Les's address out and they can send the draws into Les.
That's a good idea right there.
You imagine that first call? Hey, what the fuck, bro? I'm getting fucking underwear.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. I think Rock's cheating on me, man. All these dudes' draws showing up to the house.
Dude, we're in 34 countries right now. If all the countries send him draws.
Joe Exotic, if somehow you hear this, send Les draws, brother.
Send them in. Sign them. Sign them.
Oh, yeah. I want you to spit on it. I want some prison blood on it. Damn.
That's a salty.
Leftover sloppy Joe slam.
Oh yes.
Man.
Damn. I feel like Joe Exotic is just misunderstood.
I think so. I think once Les puts his country album out, I think people will understand what's going on.
But it's weird that he's got to sing behind the curtain in the dark. He can't see.
He heard that one song, Dancing in the Dark, and he thought that's what it was about.
But it wasn't.
But he don't know that.
No, that's true. That's true. Fuck. Yeah. Wonder where, I bet he's, what do you think he's doing? You think he's sleeping?
No, he's probably watching Roadhouse.
Yeah, but
the way Les thinks about Roadhouse, he thinks Roadhouse is really a documentary about the life and time of Patrick Swayze.
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't even know that Patrick Swayze's dead.
So he don't know Sam Elliott is even in the movie.
No, he doesn't.
Hmm.
He thinks it's Dirty Dancing Part 2.
He told me there's a fucking really cool chicken in the beginning of the movie. I never paid attention. God.
I guarantee there is.
Remember when you used to go places, bro, and you used to like play a game like trying to find the license plates?
Mm-hmm.
Les do that shit now as an adult, but watching movies. He like just looks for all the chickens. Like, oh, there's one. Oh, I found one.
It's a baby chick. Roxy, Les, you're watching a documentary.
Pause it. I can't count. 4, 5, 6, 7. Les, who gives a fuck?
Take my shoes off. I can't count that many on my fingers.
He's got everybody with their hands up, dude, counting them and shit. Like, calm down, man. That's what we got to get him, bro. We got to get him a fucking like chicken poster for his birthday. Or a chicken shirt. Chicken Les. I'll put his face on the chicken head and we'll have a fucking chicken body.
Put Aussie Kool-Aid riding him.
Yes!
Chicken Les. Bawk! Bawk!
That crazy motherfucker, he always walking around balking and shit. I mean, balking around here. Balking motherfucker.
That's what he gets for growing up in the country.
That's exotic. It's your entrance music from now on.
Damn, that's beautiful.
Couldn't you see him pointing at fucking people, dude, as he's coming in like just always pointing, dude. And it's like, Les.
Somebody does that at work.
Bro, you're in church. It's Sunday, man. Calm down.
I don't care. Joe Exotic, baby.
He's pointing at the statues, dude. He's fucking, he's got the priest down on the ground, just like poking him in the fucking face. Like it's his cock. He weird motherfucker.
Because his cock's too small.
You know what Les told me? Les told me he never got molested when he was little because when he was young, the priest took him in the room and was like, hey, little boy, I want to talk to you. And he came in there, dude, and Les was like, like fucking slam the door. He said, dude, he said, I slam the door. I turn the lights off and I say, it's our turn, old man. And I'm like, what? And he's like, dude, I raped the shit out of that old fucking dude. I'm like, what? He's like, bro, I was getting all types of payment from him, dude. He was fucking doing shit for my mom. He's like,
Les started it all then.
Dude, Les started Corona.
I thought it was my Sharona, but fuck.
No, let's suck it
you
off.
Fucking,
let's suck it off,
show,
priest.
You peep show glory hole motherfucker.
That motherfucker on that priest peepee. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking peepee priest.
God damn, he watched too much Joe Exotic.
Damn. You think they had a lot of sex, or you think it was just oral? I don't take them as like full sex. It didn't look like
no. Les ain't got time for that. He's gotta be at work, so I'm just gonna put it in my mouth and swirl it around.
That's his whole motto, bro. Set it and forget it. Set it and forget it. That's his whole motto. Put the dick in my mouth. Put the dick in my mouth and let me just walk around. Just follow me. He's got them tethered, dude. He's got them tethered. So like their legs are around their waist. Around his waist, and they're like holding on like a baby, and he's like, he answered the phone one time and didn't know he did, dude. He's like, oh, oh, oh. I'm like, hello? Who's it, Les? This you? He's like, oh, oh. Hey, man, what are you doing? Like, cocksucking motherfucker. I need a... All right, what should we do? Should we fucking text him?
Let's ask our listeners, what should we do? do you want to hear Les on here?
Do you want to leave Les off?
We're going to get him on the next fucking show. Fuck it. Fuck it. You know what's really funny? Is your stepdad, Chuck.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Could be. Could be.
Looks like Joe Exotic.
You grow that feather out front and you let that baby lay back there like that?
Does he know who Joe Exotic is?
Is he Joe Exotic?
Is he Joe Exotic?
Is the real Joe Exotic out and the other one an imposter?
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Dude, Joe's so smart. I wouldn't put it past him, bro.
I want to put it past him. Joe Exotic married your mom.
I'm fucking Brett Exotic.
You are.
Damn.
That's Christmas all over again.
Bro, that explains the guitars and all the cocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You wonder why there were so many sleepovers at your step.
Man.
You're like, bro, I'm 27. No, come on over. Stay the night.
I'm like, Darnell, don't touch me there.
We're going to play guitars and penises. Come on down.
Randall, that's my foot. You know what I mean?
Well, shine your wiener.
Get your butthole real good.
You want to pet my tiger?
You want to pet my butthole? Like, that's what he told him, dude. He's like, you want to pet my tiger? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, you want to suck my dick? And I'm like, whoa, hey.
Can I put two tigers?
Put the brakes on, bro.
Man, there's not a lot of teeth in these episodes, though, of fucking Joe Exotic.
Dude, I bet if Les would have dated Joe Exotic, Les would have been running that place.
Oh, you know he would have.
He would have been running it, bro.
His country album would be out right now.
Oh, dude, it'd be flying high.
Man, I can't wait to hear it, man. I heard a couple lyrics of it. It's pretty good.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of excited, tonight we do have in the Blue Oyster Lounge, Big Smile.
Big Smile.
Smile for me. Smile, daddy.
They used to call Les Big Smile. Remember that?
Whoever wants a knife fight, my dad gets a shout out.
Nice.
Nice. You hear that fucking Stamos?
Knife fight.
Now here's something that's different. True Crime XS is a podcast where you follow the crimes of a serial killer.
A real serial killer?
Bro, a real serial killer. It's full of fucking audio interviews and sound bites from all the FBI files.
You'll hear about many unsolved missing person cases and follow along to learn whether or not they might be one of the victims. The podcast daylights the errors and omissions in the original investigations and the
benefit of 8 years of hindsight. You become part of the investigation. Literally, you're right there.
Dude, that is not all. The investigation reveals some I just shit my pants. In the season finale, they know where the fucking bodies are buried. I don't know if that's bro, I don't know if that's crazy or not, but I am definitely hooked on this podcast.
Well, you can find it on your favorite podcast service. Just search for True Crime Excess and listen today.
This is what we're calling it, coming in late.
Brett just had someone try to break into the studio.
Yep, I had to deal with that.
I had to deal with fucking two mice.
Oh, you had a mice situation?
Yeah, I got stories about mice,
bro. Oh, dang.
Is Les putting a gun together there on
camera? I think he's assembling a fucking Tonka truck, dude.
Damn, dude.
He's like, I got this new drawing.
Oh, dude, the battery goes. Les, the battery goes in back.
Oh, okay. Pack. All right. Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
Let's just cut him out. We'll just ask
He's got to come back out, dude, and have a scarf around the fucking mic like he's fucking Aerosmith.
That's what he's doing. He's putting scarves on it. Let me put all these scarves on here.
Onion's got a gun. Onion's got a gun.
Sky with diamonds.
Onion dreaming.
On such a winter's day.
Circle and the onions go round and round.
I like that one.
That was a pretty good one. Black hole onion.
I am onion man. Now he comes with a big ass onion suit on. Oh my god.
Isn't it an onion, don't you think?
A little too much onion? Yeah, I really do think.
I got nothing. This is kicking my ass.
What the fuck is this? You know what? You need to turn the camera so we can see what's going on and help you with your problem.
Kool-Aid.
The problem is I've got nothing but wood to hold on to. And
that's what she said.
That's what he said.
Have you tried holding onto the wood?
Oh, I had a song that was going to be good and I forgot it.
God damn it. Ready to throw it. I'm over here struggling, y'all.
Nigga, you try to tie it to a tiger.
Tie that shit to a tiger, then, motherfucker. Get your hands on that tiger. Let's go.
Get that tiger. Tell that tiger, quit moving. Fucking lesson. Yeah. He's broken.
You made me look behind.
I'm gonna have to drive all the way over to your house and fix that.
Oh my god.
Oh, try that bucket behind you.
Oh. Just get in the kiddie pool and hold the mic.
Ride that bicycle around the fucking garage.
Let's go.
Yum yum yum.
Oh. Oh.
Just put your thumb in your mouth and call it a day. Quit milking them fucking onions. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Les, there's no yawning. There's no yawning in podcasts.
I was Katy Perrying. I was roaring.
He was practicing trying to catch cocks in his mouth. He's like,
counting them as they fly in.
So, y'all ready for a story?
Yeah,
I'm ready. You want to sit down on Uncle Joe Exotic's lap and have a good old story?
Ooh, I want the left cheek.
Man, this takes back way yonder, back in 2000 and, oh, let's see, 2008 or 2009.
Okay.
Now, I used to go back to the Decoys back in the day over by Les's house. Yep. And drink there, to the little watering hole there.
Yep.
And there was
nice little place, Kool-Aid.
It was a nice little place back then. I don't like it now.
No, but back in the day, dude, when
Southerners.
Back in the day, bro, when you had that upstairs with the couches, mm-hmm. That was tits. That was tits with the TVs and couches.
Mm-hmm. But I used to fuck around with this little redhead. We'll call her Lauren.
Okay.
Just so we don't get in trouble. But we used to fuck around, and she was married. And one time we were going to meet up at the Decoys. And her husband.
I feel like you're talking about the Waltons, bro. You're like, we went to the Decoys, like the Hatfields or the McCoys.
No, it's kind of like it's the Decoys. It's both families put together.
So what are we gonna call ourselves? Let's call ourselves the Decoys.
The Decoys.
Oh, sorry.
But so her husband shows up. And it's this motherfucker's birthday.
Ooh. Holy shit.
Okay. And I am one to far and to stray away from a birthday.
Now you
I love a good party.
You got just a crush at this point. Nothing's happened.
No, we fooled around.
Okay, I mean, okay.
There's been some panty dropping. There's been some... Okay. She's bought me some breakfast at Denny's.
Okay.
To get me in the mood.
Nice. Little moons over Miami. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm talking about.
Shit. I know what you're talking about.
But this motherfucker shows up, and I'm like, oh, shit. And she's like, well, fuck, that's my fucking husband. I'm like, watch this. He don't even know who I am at this point.
No.
I come up, introduce myself. Hi.
Slide your dick in his hand.
I'm Josh Exotic.
Nice.
I'm a stripper. I work at the old strip club Helen's down here. He's like, hi, Josh Exotic. It's nice to meet you. I'm like, sir, I hear it's your birthday. He's like, Josh, yes, it is. Oh, I'm like, barkeep, couple rounds over here, please.
Bar maiden.
Give me a Jameson and a redheaded slut.
Pretty much.
Bring me your best ale.
I had the redheaded slut later. But needless to say, I got the drunk in a half hour and sent him upon his way and made sweet, tender love to his wife that night. Story time.
No, fuck that. That's secret time.
Oh, that's ain't secret. No secret, secret no more.
It ain't secret no story.
I know. That's secret time.
Secret story time.
There ain't nothing like going out with the motherfucker's wife and then meeting up with the motherfucker and have to buy him drinks on his birthday just so he gets out of there.
Hate to say it, but you paid for the pussy. I hate to say it.
I did. Right. I did. All right. PTP'd it.
Paid
the pussy.
I got story time here.
Uh-oh.
Story time. This one time, me and Les went out to the motherfucking tracks. The ghost tracks, bro. And do you remember the fucking catty corner when you're at the tracks parked out there on Burdick? There was that field with the cows, the cow the food.
Moo-moos, yeah.
The moo-moos. Yeah. Yeah, they had the moo-moos. Sure. Okay, so we've been going to the fucking ghost tracks for however long. And finally, me and Les are hyped up and drunked up, and we're like, you want to go see if we can tip a cow? And I'm like, oh, man.
What?
I'm like, I don't know, man. He's like, come on. When's the last time you ever tipped a cow? I'm like, I never tipped a cow.
God, I never tip, cow. Or did you say tip or fuck?
No, tip first.
Oh, okay.
Just tip, bro. No, we ain't fucking. You gotta
tip them over and then fuck.
Hey, a gentleman never tells, bro. That's
right. A lady never kisses.
So me and him get the bright idea. It's just me and him. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So we go out in this fucking field. We climb over the wooden fence. And we walk out to where the cows are, and we're trying not to step in manure. Dude, I've stepped in like 5 piles. I found 2 shrooms that weren't shrooms. They were nuggets, but I ate them anyways. I didn't trip, but I threw up a lot. But anyway.
I think you say some cow do.
So we get out there, man, and we get to the fucking cows and shit, and they're kind of like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? You know, that's what I heard. I don't know what Les heard, but I'm like,
who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are
you? And Les is like, bark. I'm like, Les, they ain't chickens, bro.
They
ain't
chickens. They all fuck the same. They all fuck the same.
I'm like, nah, that brown hole ain't the same on everyone. I'm telling you. And he's like, yeah, we'll show you. Anyways, so we get out there.
You guys got issues, dude. That's all.
So
I wasn't there. You were.
Dude, he's trying to convince me to be the one to be the tippy, like the tipper, like I'm the one down, and I've got this fucking 1,500, 2,000 pound animal,
getting ready to fall and hopefully over me.
I hope you either gave him an RKO or fucking dropkick. Does that?
No, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to tell no lies. We didn't do it because we were scared.
Little bitches.
We were scared little bitches, but you know what we thought would be funny too?
What?
Yank Les on that like, motherfucker's tail.
Yep. Let's yeah. just like, let's just like, I dare you to right. go yank on that cow's tail. And I'm like, right. how much you going to do? And he's like, just respect. That's all you get. No money. And I'm like, challenge accepted.
Boom.
Bro, I go up to this cow and I'm petting it. And Les is watching me and I'm getting closer to the ass while I'm petting it. Like it's standing there. I'm like, I kind of look at Les, dude, and shake my head like, here we go. He's like, oh, my God. And I fucking petted him down onto the tail, tickled his doodads for a minute, you know, but I moved on.
How many, was it more like a, you make it more romantic than like a bet? He was like, hey, baby cow, how you doing over here, girl?
Dude, I took that
moment. Damn, you got a sweet looking tail, girl.
Hey, all I'm saying is I got to second base on the first
unit. She didn't suck no toes, did she?
Hell no, but I sucked a nutter. I got that motherfucking nutter in my mouth. I was... Hey, Josh. Les is like, bro, that's a male fucking cow. I'm like, what? That motherfucker.
You're like, I'm still sucking it.
Be sucking a cow, pee-pee, dude. I finished him off. I was gonna just leave him hanging.
Les is dirty like that, man. He don't tell you shit.
No, he don't tell you shit, dude. He just lets you do it. I'm so glad
we didn't. He just thinks it's funny.
I'm glad we didn't have cameras back then and video.
Oh man, this should be all over YouTube. You look like Joe Exotic fucking a tiger.
Duh, sucking that fucking cow tit.
Oh man,
that cow titty, that long daddy. Ugh.
Whew.
I don't drink milk anymore. If that's what you're asking.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
Remind him too much of something.
No, so we got out there and he dared me to fucking pull the tail and shit, man.
Pull it?
Yeah, dude. He's like, just yank it, see if it makes the cow move, dude. I fucking got this tail, bro, and I whipped it like a belt, bro. Like one of those. Oh, shit. One of those. Dude, this motherfucker.
I think just looked at you chewing his.
Bro, I think I broke his tail. He's like, all of a sudden you hear, who the hell's out there in my field? I swear to God, a shotgun. And me and Les are
like, my wife.
Yeah, which was his cat, which was one of the cows.
We was fucking with the same people, weren't we? Was it over at the coys?
Les looks at me. I don't know why every time I'm with Les, something like this happens, but he's always the one that'll look at me when it happened. He's like, run! I'm like, what? He's gone, dude. He's like running through a fucking shit pile.
He's already in the fucking car leaving. Bro, run!
I had to kiss that cow.
I know what it sounds like, okay?
I had to kiss that cow on the cheek before I left.
I would have.
Roberto the cow. That was his name. I thought it was Roberta in my defense, but it was Roberto.
Roberto. You should have known with the big old bullhorns.
Yeah, that should have been or the horse cock. I mean,
don't look right with this cow, Les. It got some big old horns and a big old sheepie. No, that's an udder. Milk it.
You sure the udder's on the ground dragon? It's red. He's like, yeah, they're red. Put it in your mouth so I can take this Polaroid. Because he had a Polaroid. He's like,
he's still got the picture hanging up above his bed.
That motherfucker out there shaking it in the fucking whatever the fuck, cow patch.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, shake it. Shake it like a Polaroid
picture. Brett became a man that night.
Yeah. Needless to say, I unfortunately joined Les's team that night.
Oh, fuck off. So I'm going to tell you the first of my story this week. So I'm going back. And I'm going back to get some plastic spoons in the back room. Tell me why this little motherfucker's in the spoon area, jumps out 10 feet in the air.
No.
10 feet in the air.
Like Splinter?
Does a flip in the air.
Dude.
Flips me the fuck off.
No.
Runs off. So I'm like, oh, you little motherfucker, I'm going to get
you. Oh, shit.
So he set his friend up. Now, this mice is a total fucking dick because he set his friend up.
Oh,
he was like, he was like, hey,
he had a teal mice.
He did.
Teal mouse.
He was like, hey, man, go in that bag of chips. Go get me a couple chips out of there. It's all right. Big people don't give a fuck if you're in a bag of chips.
Oh, no.
So I see it's got a clear spot on the bag of chips. So I see a silhouette in there. And I'm like, oh, that's the fucking mouse. Fucking, man, I grab the bag of chips, you know, I throw it in the dumpster. You know, I'm like, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That little I got him. Mouse.
Yeah, he's gone.
Tell me why. Yesterday, this little motherfucker. Man, I go back to the back room. And we got brick walls in the back room. So I walk back there. There he is sitting by the bag of chips. He pulls down his sunglasses, looks at me, grabs a chip from the bag,
no.
Scoots backwards up the wall, and flips
no.
me the fuck off.
No.
And goes behind a box, nowhere to be seen again.
Damn.
This motherfucker pulled a thug life. This mouse pulled a thug life on me.
You got that fucking Tupac mouse living there, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, not giving him a fuck.
He grabbed the chip in his mouth, and he was just like...
No, fuck that, bro. You got that Suge Knight mouse, dude. You got
that Suge Knight. Fucking asshole, dude. Straight up asshole. Tell me now, though, I ain't going to get my revenge, though.
Oh, I want to see pictures. You're going to tie them up, aren't you, and torture them.
Just fucking wait till I get alien. But I just want to let you know that mice are dicks.
Bro, you should waterboard.
My story of the week.
You should waterboard that mouse, bro, if you catch him.
That's what happens when you close down a hospital.
Get him to talk.
Oh, I'm going to.
So last week, John Stamos retweeted our Aussie Kool-Aid episode and commented, and
what?
I
bro,
I quote, Aussie Kool-Aid, I accept the knife fight challenge. Hashtag bring it. Hashtag Stamos will ruin you.
Ooh.
So needless to say, the hotline got a message in, boys.
Nice.
And I'll just play it and let you be the judge.
All right.
I see you pulled your head out your vagina, John Stamos. Not very smart when you come into a knife fight. Next week, Aussie Kool-Aid comes back to coming in hot. And I'm gonna bring
I'm gonna bring
my mandango.
Oh.
And I'm gonna put it down your giraffe throat.
Oh no. Oh no.
Damn. You saying next week we got Aussie Kool-Aid.
Apparently Aussie Kool-Aid, depending on the Rona, is going to try to make it in.
That's true. I know Tom Hanks has it down there.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Aussie Kool-Aid in round two.
All right. Ooh, Aussie in two?
Yeah, I think he's going to play with Stamos.
Last week it was three.
I think Aussie in the first minute because he's going to gouge his eyes out because Aussie Kool-Aid gives no fucks.
I just hope, you know, if this event does go off, I hope we get Joe Exotic out in time to play this event.
Oh, dude, I hope this event goes off. I hope it's on pay-per-view, bro, so we can get paid.
It's going to be a pay-per-view. If you show up, you're paying to watch the fight.
Yeah.
Shit.
Next episode, only way you can listen, $20 Patreon. Right. Donate 20
we'll,
bucks,
we'll you get settle the fight. For, we'll settle for two.
Two will be fine. Two will be fine.
$20, we'll get you VIP. We'll get you up ringside.
But ladies and gentlemen, call in. Let us know. Let us know what you think. What's your predictions? John Stamos, Aussie Kool-Aid.
No, we're talking about our listeners. We're if they want to chime in, you know, leave us a pink it or stink it, or
yeah, for sure.
Just leave us a message. Just say hi. Just
ask us anything.
We'll put you on the show. Whatever you want, we'll put you on the show.
You want relationship advice? You want relationship advice?
Oh, see, Kool-Aid gives real good relationship.
You want to know how to whittle a knife? You want to know how to whittle a knife? You want to know what kind of car to buy? What do you want to know?
You want to know how much water you should boil? For noodles.
We'll
answer that.
I like that. I need to know.
You want to know what to add to ramen noodles to give it a little kick?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want to know?
You want us to do something funny or, you know, any...
Like, do you want to know how big of a horse cock is too big?
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're drawing lines.
But I want to know what I want to know, and I'm going to ask fans, is what gets your dick hard? What gets your dick hard?
What is it? Maybe it's
to me it's knife fights get my dick hard.
Maybe to somebody else it's I don't know, man, like
sitting down and watching the movie The Notebook and crying.
Yeah,
get your dick hard.
Or 13 going on 30,
right? Or putting onions on your thumbs and eating them. Brad, I know what gets your dick hard.
Zingers. Zing, baby. Zing. Get that Zing Nation.
It doesn't have to be a nasty, gross thing. You know, it could just be snuggling and reaching around and punching her in the fucking throat.
Hey, if you're part of the Zing Zing Nation, when you ask a question, go ahead, throw it on the end. Zing Zing. Right. Let us know. Let us know where you're coming from.
Maybe we'll send you a pack of Zingers. We like your question. I think we'll send a pack of Zingers out.
I think we could sign a pack of Zingers for him.
You want to get a signed pack of Zingers?
Signed pack of Zingers.
Nice.
Yep.
And all my onion lovers out there, leave something. Any special onions out there that, you know, any certain way, you know.
Scallop.
Fans of Aussie Kool-Aid, let us know so he can answer your questions. You know, what gets your dick hard out there? That's what I'm asking, I guess.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Send us your send us what it is. Maybe it's a movie.
Is it a food? Is it cocaine?
Maybe it's midget porn. Maybe it's midget wrestling. Maybe it's midget wrestling. Yeah.
Maybe it's two guys fighting over an onion.
Could be.
Well, maybe it's nude pictures of Les. I don't know.
Maybe it's tattoo from Fantasy Island. Maybe it's Arnold Jackson.
Maybe it's a tattoo.
Different strokes.
Maybe
it's an old, big old thumb just sitting out there.
It could be a big fucking thumb.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
It could be
a big old fucking toe, Les.
Oh,
for that matter. Oh,
forget it. Forget about it.
I like
forget about it. Yeah. Forget about it.
Listeners, I'm going to ask you, what gets your dick hard? Yeah. Let's see what they say.
And let's give it up to the 34 countries.
34 countries.
Out of 195 countries, we've got 34 right now.
Damn, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Think about it. If we get another 30.
That's less than that. 30, fuck.
And another but if we get another 30 and another 30, that's a lot.
Trust me, boys. I got videos on YouTube, and I've got like 70, 80 countries on that motherfucking.
Yeah, but that's you, Jack. That's you jacking off.
To a tiger. Yeah.
Right.
But that's popular, bro. That's what gets people's dicks hard.
It's trending right now.
Tiger porn. You know, that's what's getting people's dick hard. Does Joe Exotic get your dick hard?
A little bit. I ain't gonna lie.
Does baloney nipples get your dick hard?
No, they kind of make me flangent. You know what I mean?
That kind of makes me nauseous.
Like, I'd rather slam my thumb in a fucking door.
I'd rather go to the dentist and have him drill all my teeth out.
Bro, I'd rather fucking get cataract surgery and I don't even need it.
I'd rather get fucked by a cow.
Damn.
Brett wants to slam his thumb in the door so he can make it twice the size.
Oh, shit, Les.
My tears will lubricate that shit. What you talking about,
boy? Damn, you guys know how to get my dick hard.
What you talking about, boy? Damn. That didn't take much, Les.
Putting it out there. Just putting it out there. By the way, Kool-Aid, I'm liking the new equipment there.
Yeah, you're rolling.
My sugar daddy bought it for me. So I'm not ready to tell that story.
We want to hear that story.
I didn't ask for it because it was on its way. It's not like a poor.
You never have to ask for it.
Right, not like a fucking poor.
That's the best part, bro.
I just can't touch money until this house fucking goes through.
Bro, your sugar daddy never needs. Your sugar daddy never needs permission, bro.
That's what's sad.
you don't swallow on Tuesday and Thursday for nothing.
Hey, I'm putting that $50,000 to work.
That's right.
I know you was, motherfucker. Did you buy a new house?
Right. I was gonna say.
I know you was. Let's give a shout out to our boy,
When are you gonna call in the studio and so we can put you on the air?
Yeah, baby. Great
shout out to you, baby.
Yeah, let's get T-Peck on the show. T-Peck, this come
on,
shout out.
We want you on here.
We want you to call in, even if it's just for a minute. Just come on in. Come on in for a minute.
And set us up on the show, baby.
But T-Peck sent us the artwork that he did. And, dude, it's fucking amazing, man. I got to get a frame so we can hang it up in the studio here.
Les, have you seen the artwork?
No. I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen picture. Not the actual picture itself, but I've seen the...
Oh, so you haven't seen the finished artwork yet?
Twitter page, yeah.
I know you've been busy working, but oh my God, it's beautiful, dude.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Wait till it hangs in the fucking studio, bro. You're going to be like, oh my... You know, like when they got the picture, the painting of Dundermilf?
Yeah.
For the office? Yeah. This is our Dundermilf fucking painting.
Yeah.
The fucking hang in our studio. Yeah, this is what we got. This is it.
Shout out to our boy, AT. AT, we love you, baby. Thanks for being a patron. You know, I
want to give a huge shout out to our newest fan, Bronson O'Shea's dad, Johnson O'Shea.
Johnson O'Shea.
Johnson and Johnson O'Shea.
Big fucking shout out to you, brother. Thanks for jumping on. Your son's a fucking Jew, but we fucking love you, Johnson.
We do love you. We do love you. Let's give a shout out to the sponsors of the episode.
We got Strange Year coming in, and go listen to Ghost Town. Really good stuff there.
Yep. Ghost Town. Yes, I think that's another Jason Horton and Rebecca Lieb. I think they would go around like different haunted sites.
I love
places of true crime.
Love that paranormal haunted shit.
We also got to give a shout out to Dating Confessions with Alicia and Jack. Thank you so much, guys. Also, I want to make sure before I forget. I want to give a special shout out to Nappy from Nappy's Comics.
Oh my God. Nappy's Comics, Coins, and Collectibles.
Nappy. Ladies
and gentlemen, South Bend, Indiana, Mishawaka.
What kind of business card? What kind of business card did Nappy have back in
the early 90s? Man, he had the cool in the early 90s. He had one.
He had that shiny, like shiny silver. Card, oh, it was so pretty, dude.
It was so cool.
He had long hair, dude. He was the coolest fucking hippie comic book collector that was selling. Oh, he was the coolest dude.
It was awesome. And one last shout out, whether you're a fan or not, Joe Exotic, we will free you one of these days.
Hashtag free Joe Exotic.
Hashtag free Joe Exotic, baby.
Come on, where are we at?
I'm sad I haven't had a chance to watch any of that.
You should. You need to. You got to put in work on it.
It's 7 episodes, 7 hours. It's 7 hours. You will laugh. You will live. And you will fall in love with Joe Exotic.
And you might even fall in love with one of the husbands.
And guaranteed, you're probably going to rub one out to it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a guarantee. By episode 2, you've rubbed one
if
out.
If not episode 1.
Performing in the Blue Oyster Lounge tonight, we have the band Big Smile singing the new hit song, Oscillate.
Ooh, off the new album, Dependent, out now. You can find it everywhere, folks.
Try.